Oh, are we ready to go, Pippa? It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that's airing right now at 1930 UTC. And that's what we do at 1930 UTC every day. Now, as I was getting ready to do this, Pippa came in here and was like, meow, 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 and started doing all the things that seem to indicate she wants to do kitty. But hey, look over here, look, Banky, I got some Banky ready. Aren't we going to do kitty business? I thought you wanted to do kitty business in the kitty pit. Oh, get in the kitty pit. Are you going to? Nope, cat is just still sitting right over there, a meter and a half away, looking at me like I'm some kind of idiot. Because I just might be. That possibility exists. Okay, so I guess this means that we don't have to do any kitty business. That's good. That means I can lean back a little bit. This means that I can enjoy some tea. Good tea. I need to make more tea, though. I gotta remember to do that. Why am I not doing that now? I don't know. I guess mainly because I'm too busy watching this football game that has started out kind of interesting. I'm watching Spain. And, that was really close to being a goal. Spain. Looking pretty good. I think they were the top qualifier. I could be wrong. But yeah, I could see where Spain... Yeah, see, this is good. Spain might be good this year. Are they good enough to win the World Cup? Maybe. This is kind of an... read it wrong. This is sort of an odd year for this. But yeah, Spain is good. Spain is good. What I need to do is I need to take a look at some of the groups. I need to look at all of the groups and kind of think about things. I'm getting distracted. Why am I watching this? I don't know. Wasn't there something else I was supposed to... I just remembered. That's done now, right? Yeah, okay. And what else do we got going on today? I know that there's some U20 World Cup going on. And there might even be a game on right now. What's the Cricket World Cup doing? I don't know. I'll have to check the highlights for that later. Yeah, here we go. Here's another game that's at halftime. Don't need to watch it. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, I probably shouldn't have this game on while I'm trying to do the show. I need to have it on in the background so I can see what happens. But that reminds me, I need to check TCM today. What classic movies do we have today? And is there going to be anything that I want to see? There's a big monkey movie on right now starring Faye Ray. Coming up after that, we have a movie with a letter in its name starring Ray Milland and Grace Kelly. Yes, Princess Grace of House of Hanover. And then what's coming up after that? It's that movie that I like. That I'm always talking about. You know, the one with the music. It's 4 hours long. And it's about somebody named L. Lawrence. Starring Peter O'Toole, Alec Guinness. What's his name?
Omar Sharif. Lots of good people in there. Anthony Quinn. Blah, blah, blah. So, okay. Oh, my God. There's some great stuff on tonight. Jeez, I haven't seen that in a while. Oh, and look what else is on. Oh, man. That's so depressing, though. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. What you're probably waiting for is an update. An update on my latest project. What is my latest project? My latest project is the candy making project. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee know that I like candy, and that I like to make candy, and then I like to eat candy. And recent listeners to the show will remember that the other day I started talking about making essentially gumdrops or some kind of gummy candy. And no, I'm not using gelatin. I'm taking the I'm taking the traditional Eastern route, and I'm using agar. Sometimes known as agar-agar, sometimes known as agar-agar, and sometimes known as China grass. Yeah, whenever you see, whenever you go to like a Japanese grocery store and you see candies that are labeled grass jelly, that's what that is. Yeah, so look that up. If you've got a browser open and you like things like search engines, put grass jelly into a search engine. See what comes up. That ought to be pretty interesting. And wait a minute. Now that I think about it, that's not right. A grass jelly is something different. Yeah. And what's the word I'm looking for here? It's still, you know, a plant-based gelling agent. That's technically, because it's not gelatin, it's, you know, other stuff. It's a growth medium for bacteria. You can culture your bacteria on this, which leads me to another problem. Because it's also mold season here. So I'm kind of battling mold a little bit. In the sense that, yeah, I gotta clean things every once in a while. But I have this one bathroom that is basically, it's my only exposed bathroom. It's the bathroom that's right over there. It's got the back door going right out of it. So, you know, stuff gets in. And anyway, so I've been experimenting with agar. And I was doing some experiments yesterday, and I discovered a few things. Plus, I might have invented a new invention, which we'll get to in a minute. But so, yeah, I managed to sort of figure out how to do basic, well, I don't want to say jelly making, because that sort of implies gelatin, but I'm figuring this out. And yeah, it does take some figuring out, because I want to do all kinds of weird stuff, and blah, blah, blah. Plus, none of the instructions are in English. That I have found. Because in the Western world, if you want to create a gel candy or dessert, you use gelatin. But gelatin is no good. You can't give that to vegetarians or vegans or Muslims, or I don't think you can give that to the Jews either, now that I think about it. So anyway, that's why you want to use agar. And so, how far did I get yesterday? Yeah, I actually made some stuff. Some stuff with flavor. And I'm glad I saved all those ice cream cups over the years, because I got to the point where, oh my gosh. Nah, my throat is toast today. Thought, oh my gosh, I can finally find a use for these ice cream cups that I've been saving for the last couple years that I have had no use for until now. And I used these to... I did, in fact, use these to mold my auger. So I whipped up a batch of auger. And how much did I make? Well, volumetrically speaking, about a liter? A little more than a liter? Could it have been a quart? No, not quite. Well, maybe. Was it a little... Doesn't matter. Basically, I filled up 10 of these little cups, and I've had these sitting in my refrigerator. So now what I need to do is, well, I need to eat all this stuff, and it's odd, only because it's not very strongly flavored, and so I need to, need to work on that. And, it wasn't very sweet, which was fine. I didn't want to make it sweet. I was just sort of making regular... Here's the deal. I didn't want to introduce too many variables because this is all experimentation and I need to get everything right. Although my instinct told me, yes, Tobe, just go for it. Nothing will get screwed up. You're awesome. Everything you do has been like touched by the hand of God. It's so perfect. You never make mistakes. Nothing bad could possibly happen. Because, just due to my general awesomeness and my ultimate confidence, I'm pretty sure I could just do this all in one step. But I thought, no, just to be on the safe side, I'm actually going to get all science about this because I am science. I'm going to do this the smart way. I'm not going to introduce too many variables so I can keep track of what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. And so this first attempt hasn't really been the attempt to make the final candy product. So, an endangered missing advisory has been issued for Eastern Nebraska. This is what's coming across my screen. What? That wasn't even in English. Uh-oh. 73-year-old white male, 5'9", 150 pounds of brown hair and brown eyes. I doubt he's got brown hair. Wearing a red collared shirt, spelled wrong, collared as in collared green, white undershirt, jeans, glasses, and brown shoes. Fleeman was last seen driving a blue 1994 GMC Sierra pickup with Nebraska plates. Uh-oh. If you have Andy information, please call 911 or the Fremont Police Department. Okay, so it's not an Amber Alert. We don't have a missing child or anything. We have what appears to be a missing senior. Okay, here we go. Here's the message verbatim. An endangered missing advisory has been issued for Eastern Nebraska. Not a person. Great. So we got a wayward senior. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I wonder what that guy's up to. I think I want to hang out with this guy. Apparently, these people who wrote this emergency message are illiterate. So many mistakes, and it's just embarrassing. I should go out and look for this pickup truck. I'd love to talk to this guy. All right, so anyway, back to the matter at hand. Which is a colloidal suspension, apparently. Anyway... Where am I with this? Yeah, so now I need to make another batch, but I need to get more. I need more auger. And I need to go to... Geez, I do not want to go to that store today. That's just going to be a nightmare. I'm going to stand in line for an hour to buy one thing. Jesus. Maybe I should go now to get it over with. But anyway. Now I've got to eat all this stuff that I made, which is fine. It's very high in fiber. There's like nothing to this stuff. It's just nothing. It's some carbohydrates and fiber. It's like, okay. Plus, the little bit of sugar that I added. This does not have a lot of sugar in it yet. And this is where the experimentation continues. I now need to dial in the texture. I need to dial in the density. So, I need to reduce water greatly. And I need to add a hell of a lot more sugar. And I think I know where that can go. I think I know as far as we can take that. So, and I wrote it down over here. Where's my notes? Where's my notes? Yeah. Getting 350 grams of sugar into 200 milliliters of water shouldn't be too much of a problem. And I think I could even go, I think I've made even more saturated solutions than that. I think I can go as high as 380 grams of sugar into 175 milliliters of water. Just because I can. And that's going to be the jumping off point for actually making the candy. So that'll give me a really dense gummy sort of texture. And it'll be kind of grainy too, with all that sugar, I'm sure. And I'm looking for a little bit of graininess. That's fine. Then I gotta start thinking about flavors. What do I want to do? Doing fruit flavors is easy. Doing rose flavors is easy. That was one of the things I was thinking about doing. What I really want is lilac, or those honeysuckle flowers, but I don't know where to... I'm going to have to go get some flowers, although I think those flowers are gone. So what am I going to do? I don't know. I got the citric acid. I got just about everything else I need. I'm ready to rock and roll with this. And I was thinking, geez, maybe I could get some molds. Because I was just going to, pour this into a slab and let it gel up and then cut it up into squares. But then I thought, if we're going to get fancy, if you want to be a fancy man, then I'm going to need some kind of mold. Silicone molds are really popular these days, but they're expensive as hell and blah, blah, blah. But they would be convenient. Would those be any good for this? What I need is some kind of mold that's made out of the same kind of plastic that these ice cream cups are made out of, because this stuff just pops right out. It's amazing. Yay. Better living through chemistry. That's what I always say. Me and the DuPont Corporation. Good tea. So that's where we are with the candy situation. And why am I even doing this? I don't know. Am I going to be a famous confectioner? I don't know. I've always thought about it. I've always liked the idea of making candy. And I've always liked going to candy stores. Real candy stores, not, I'm not even going to explain that. And blah, blah, blah. So anyway, this leads me into an accidental discovery I made yesterday. And as you know, lots of great inventions that we have these days were accidental discoveries, like Post-it notes, the adhesive for Post-it notes, and nylon, and Teflon, and so many great things were, mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but somebody was trying to do something else completely different and said, wait, I didn't get what I wanted, but I got something else that we might be able to use. And that's the true spirit of genius. I mean, that's actual genius right there. It's like, oh, I screwed up, but I screwed up trying to do what I wanted to do. But instead, I invented something completely awesome. And did I do that yesterday? Have I accidentally created something awesome? Maybe I have. Maybe I have. Okay, so yesterday when I was messing around with the auger, I was getting ready to pour the stuff into the molds, the plastic cups, right? And I thought, in one of my fleeting and rare thoughts, one of those strokes of genius, I thought, you know, I'm going to put down a paper towel here. So in case I spill any of this stuff, I don't, get sugary colloids spilled all over the place and blah, blah, blah. Right? Getting smart in my old age. Yeah. Senior wisdom. And so I did this. I put down a paper towel, a nice absorbent one, and that is key. And then I put the empty plastic cups on the paper towel, getting ready to pour. And then I picked up the hot pan of stuff and I poured the stuff out into the cups. And yes, I did actually manage to spill a little bit. Not much. Just like maybe 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 milliliters. For my fellow Americans, that's what? Like 2 teaspoons? Not quite a tablespoon? Just bloop. More than a few drips, right? Just sort of a blorp. And this blorp of stuff landed right on the paper towel. Excellent. That's what I put the paper towel there for. Winning. Okay, right? Now I don't have to clean anything up. So, what did I do? Oh, yeah. Once I had all the cups filled up, I transferred them into the refrigerator just so that they could set up faster. And yeah, you'd have to do that with gelatin, but you don't have to do that with auger. You can if you want, but auger will set up at room temperature. That's the beauty of it. And so I put the stuff in the refrigerator and I washed the pan and I took a break. I came downstairs because, I got to wait for the stuff to set up. So came down here, did whatever, and a couple hours later I was back up in the kitchen and I was looking at that paper towel that had the auger spilled on it, and that paper towel in that area was now kind of rubbery, as you might expect. It was gel infused paper towel, so now I sort of have this rubbery fabric, but it's auger infused paper. So that's my new invention. Auger infused paper towel. What good is this? What is this good for? What do we use? That's not my problem. I'm not the guy who finds the application. I'm the guy who, finds this stuff. Takes a while. It's not like the guy who accidentally invented the adhesive for Post-its went, oh, this is going to be perfect for Post-it notes. No. All he sat around going, okay, now what do I do with this weird low-tack adhesive that I accidentally invented? So, yeah. Imagine auger paper. Yeah. Is it waterproof? Well, not waterproof. Is it stronger? Is it tear-proof? Well, it's a little bit stronger, but not a whole lot. What? Yeah, it's awesome. I know. So now I'm thinking about mixing up a batch of auger. And just soaking paper towels with it. Or maybe fabric.
Why would I do this? Just to see what happens? Because now you have this sort of rubbery paper that you can eat. It's totally plant-based. And blah, blah, blah. And, I don't know, can you use it as fuel? Does it burn? I don't know. That's as far as I've gotten with this little invention. And as I think about it, oh man. Now I'm starting to get hungry. Which makes sense. I need to eat in about 5 or 10 minutes. Do I have food? What do I... Other than eating the auger, what else do I have? What do I got to eat? What do I want to eat today? I gotta get some food. Food. Drinking tea and eating food. It's what I do. Jeez, I really don't want to go to the store. It's hot outside, although I thought I heard that it might rain later while I was listening to the radio yesterday. They said, oh, tomorrow night late it might rain and blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, that reminds me. Guess what I heard on the radio yesterday? Sweet. And I'm not saying sweet as an adjective to describe my listening experience. Oh, my listening experience was sweet. No, I actually heard the band Sweet. Also known, sometimes known as The Sweet. Yes. It was awesome. I heard the song Action, and I'm like, oh my God. I forgot how great these guys were. The Sweet was never on my radar during their heyday, because they were sort of just fading out right as I was becoming musically conscious. And they did have some songs. They had one song that I liked as a kid, and then I sort of forgot all about it until many decades later, or at least 2 decades later, when I got into some other stuff, you know, getting into the KLF and Jam, their early stuff, and they were always sampling Sweet and getting in trouble for it. And so I was like, oh yeah, Blockbuster by Sweet is awesome, and Ballroom Blitz, of course, is awesome, and Action is obviously awesome. And too bad we're running out of time, otherwise we'd have to listen to some Sweet right now. What an odd band they were, but still great. Underappreciated by my generation, to be sure, but who cares? Who cares? Maybe I'll have to listen to some more of that today. Maybe I'll have to watch some videos of these guys with their shiny lame jumpsuits and go-go boots. That, or maybe we could get somebody else to play some of the Sweet. Let's see what's coming up next. Well, today is Saturday, and that means that MJT's Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion is coming up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee. Maybe he can play some Sweet. Maybe he can play Blockbuster. or Action. Or Ballroom Blitz. Come on. Everything's so great. As for me, oh, I probably need to roll. I gotta eat some food and do some stuff. Oh, the cat just showed up. Hi, baby! Oh, are we gonna finally do some kitty business now? Now that the show's over? Alright, well, my name's Tobe. You've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line!